Good evening, everybody. So in response to the question that many people in the shul have asked in the last day or so, many people inquired, why is it that we didn't say Kiddush Levana last night and why we will not recite it tonight? So I'm just going to give a little bit of background and then we'll get into the answer. By way of introduction, the Vilna Gaon and many other Achronim have a famous comment in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Ches and Aruch Chaim, where they talk about which mitzvahs one has to stand for while he makes the bracha. The reason why it's in Simen Ches is because that's in Hilchos Tzitzis. And the halacha is that one is supposed to stand when he recites the bracha on putting on his tzitzis. Why is that? So the reason why is like this. The Mechaber and many other Achronim talk about by Sfiras HaOmer. A person needs to stand when he recites the bracha on Sfiras HaOmer. Why? Because it says, Mehachel Chermesh Bakama, Al Tikri Bakama Ela Bakoma, that a person has to stand up while he recites the bracha. From there, many Achronim learn out that any time where it says Lachem, the same way it says, Usvartam Lachem, Mimachras HaShabbos by Sfiras HaOmer, and there we learn that you have to stand up. So too the Achronim evolve from that halacha as well, that you have to stand up any other time where the Torah says the word Lachem. So for example, the Vilna Gaon gives seven particular places where we find this. By Tfilin, when a person makes a bracha on his Tfilin, because by Tfilin it says what? By Tzitzis it says V'haya Lachem. By Tfilin it says also Lachem. And by Shofar it says Yom Shua Yia Lachem. Person has to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. By lulav it says alakachtem lachem, so a person has to stand up when he recites the brach on the lulav. By milah it says hima lachem kal zachar, and by kiddush levana, not really, because kiddush levana is not really a din d'oraisa. Kiddush levana is a gemara in Sanhedrin daf mem beis. So over there, it's really based off of a pasuk, because by kiddush achodesh the pasuk says achodesh hazeh lachem. So that's already a stretch. It's not the same as all the rest of them, but that is what the Vilna Gaon tells us. So if you stop there, you would say the reason a person has to stand when he says Kiddush Levana is because the Pasuk says Lachem by HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. The Vilna Gaon learns from there. The same way by Sfira you have to stand, so too over here by Kiddush Levana and by all these other things you have to stand as well. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he points out that this Vilna Gaon is very hard to understand, because the Gemara says Beferish in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara is talking about the sugya of Kiddush Levana, what brach is a person supposed to say. So over there the Gemara has the following comment. It says, Tana Dever Bishmal, we all say it in the Kiddush Levana every month. If we would only have the opportunity to be Makabel Pnei Ashchina once a month, it would already be Kedai. And what is that? What is that one opportunity that we have once a month to be Makabel Pnei Ashchina? That is by the occasion of Kiddush Levana. Says the Gemara, Hilkoch Tzarech Lemeimer Me'umad, because we have an encounter with the Shechina once a month by Kiddush Levana, therefore we have to stand up when we say it, Altskavad Ashchina. Ask Rav Moshe, what do you mean? Don't we learn it from Lachem? Why does the Gemara say it's because the Shechina is here? Why do we need the Pasuk of Lachem? Or why do you need this Gemara? So Rav Moshe has a very difficult suggestion trying to explain why we need both drushas. We won't get into it. It's a little bit complicated, but it's a major question. I remember when I was a child, every month that I said Kiddush Levana with my father, so we would walk out of shul, and he would ask me, after Kiddush Levana was over, and we were walking home, so he would say, what do you think? Do you have to stand? Are you able to say Kiddush Levana sitting? I never knew the answer. I said, I don't know. I thought it was a riddle. So he asked me every month. He wanted to see if I understood the words of Kiddush Levana. So it wasn't until I was much older when I finally understood what the words were that I was saying. And I said, Daddy, you were asking me all these years whether you have to sit? What is this, a joke? It says in Kiddush Levana you have to sit. He says, yeah, it's true. So anyway, you have to stand. Correct. Thank you. One person's awake. So that's the answer. So the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam writes, that is the reason why one has to stand when he says Kiddush Levana, because we assume that we have an encounter with the Shechina once a month, and therefore we have to stand Alts Kavod HaShechina. So there's a very beautiful insight of one of the Majid Tzerebes. I'm not familiar with who's who and who was before who, but he has a very beautiful insight where he says that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, Am Rav Yudah Merav G'dayla Achnasas Orchim Yosem Merkabalas Pnei HaShechina. Strange Gemara. What does that mean? Hachnasas Arachim is greater than Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina, so the Gemara learns it from Avraham Avinu. Why? Because it says Avraham Avinu was being Machnas Arech, even though the Shechina came to visit him. What are you giving up on an encounter with the Shechina to go and greet in the guests? Especially these guests, he didn't even know if they were Jewish. He thought they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. You see, says the Gemara, G'dol Hachnasas Arachim, Yosem Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina, because he was Madcha the Shechina because of the guests. That's what the Gemara says. So the Majid Tzerebe had a comment. He said, you want to say it's equal to the Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina? Okay, it's greater than Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina. What does that mean? How can you understand the Gemara? So I once saw this insight. It's a beautiful pshat. He says, well, the Gemara says over here, Il Malo Lo Zechi Yisrael L'Hakva Pnei Abinu Shabbat Shemayim Pamachas Bechodesh Dayim. If we had a chance once a month to be Makam Pnei Hashchina, it would be good enough. Says the Gemara, but Hachnas Sarachim is not like that. If you only have a chance once a month to be Machnas Sarach, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. Every single day, no matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through, even if you're on the Yom HaShlishi Lamila, you still have to go and be Machnas Sarach. You still have to go out of your way to make sure that you take care of other people, that you're compassionate, that you're empathic for other people. That's what the Gemara means. Gedola, the Chiyuv of Hachnas Sarachim is greater. We have to do it more often than the opportunity that we have once a month to be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Our Chiyuv of Hachnas Sarachim is even greater than that. Anyway, back to the Halacha L'maisa here. The Rama says, both in Siman Tav Chav Vav and Hilchas Kiddush Levana, as well as in Tav Kuf Samach Aleph and Hilchas Tisha B'Av, he writes the following Halacha. Ei Mekadshin Es HaLevana before Tisha B'Av. Says the Rama, we are not allowed to be Mekadosh Levana before Tisha B'Av. Why? The Magen Avraham says, because we are not in a state of Simcha before Tisha B'Av. We're in a state of Avelis. We're in the 9 days now. Chodesh Av. So since we're in a state of Avelis, therefore you can't say Kiddush Levana. The Vilna Gaon disagrees. Vilna Gaon says, what do you mean? How do you take chances? We know that Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah of Averus. I'm not going to have the whole month to do it. Perhaps all the days after Tisha B'Av are going to be cloudy. So how do you take the chance? How can you tell me that the whole first couple of days of the month, when I'm normally able to say Kiddush Levana, how are we going to give up on that opportunity? The Vilna Gaon disagrees. And the Vilna Gaon writes in the Maisa Rav that he thinks that you should say, not like the Ramah, you should say Kiddush Levana right away before Tisha B'Av comes in. And that is the minig in Eretz Yisrael. They quote in the Archos Rabbeinu that the Chazon Ish was noig like that, the Stipler was noig like that, Rav Shlomo Zalman has that also in the Halicha Shlomo, that they all follow the Psak of the Vilna Gaon. But we, generally in America, we follow the Psak of the Ramah, that we wait until after Tisha B'Av to recite the Kiddush Levana because we're not Besimcha. So what? We're not Besimcha. What's the difference? Since when do you have to be Besimcha? Why is it so important to be Besimcha? So my father has in one of his svarim a beautiful insight, and that is based on a shir he once heard from Rav Soloveitchik. It's a beautiful pshat that the Gemara says in Chagiga Dafei, Einat Sivus Lefnei HaMakom. The Gemara has it in Brachas as well. That a person is never allowed to be sad in the presence of the Shechina. Why, says the Gemara? Because it says, Hoy V'Hada Lefanav, Oiz V'Cher V'Bimkoma. A person, when he's found in the presence of the Shechina, in close proximity to the Shechina, what's there to be sad about? We spoke about this last night a little bit. Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem, when a person is being Mevakish Hashem and he has an encounter, he has that opportunity to actually experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life, how can he be sad? It's impossible. It doesn't make any sense. So that's what the Gemara says. We never have such a concept as being sad in the presence of the Shechina. And in fact, that is the pshat also. When the Gemara says in Ma'id Katan Daf Yudali, the Gemara tells us that a Kohen Gadol, Kol Hashana Karegel Dami. The halacha is if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is sitting Shiva, so when Yom Tov comes, it's Mevatel L'Shiva. You don't sit Shiva on Yom Tov. So the Kohen Gadol, says the Gemara, never sits Shiva. Why? Because every day of his life is considered like Yom Tov. Why is every day of his life considered like Yom Tov? So perhaps the pshat is as follows, because the Rambam says that Kevodo V'Sifarto Shel HaKohen Gadol, the greatness, the majesty of the Kohen Gadol is that he spends his whole day in the Beis HaMikdash. He never leaves. No, so he's always found in the presence of the Shechina. If a person is always in close proximity to the Shechina, how can he be sad? How is he allowed to sit Shiva if he's in a state of Simcha because he's in close proximity to the Shechina? So perhaps that's the pshat. Yes, for the rest of us, we only have the opportunity on Yom Tov to be Ola Regel. We have the opportunity to go and visit the Shechina and have a close encounter. However, for the Kohen Gadol, it's every day. And therefore, the Gemara says in Ma'id Katan that Kol Hashana Kiregel Dami, the Kohen Gadol, with regard to Hilchas Avelos, the whole year is considered for him like a regel, the same way it would be for us. This is also perhaps the pshat when we have, there's a major distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. We know that on Shabbos and Yom Tov there's a din of kibud va'oneg equally. The Rambam says in Hilchas Shabbos and in Hilchas Yom Tov that there's a chi of kibud va'oneg both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. However, there's one major difference. On Shabbos there's no chi of simcha, and on Yom Tov there is a chi of simcha. Aye, Stechemen Astakashi says, what's with Yismachu v'malchuscha? Seems to indicate that there is a Chiyuv Simcha on Shabbos. Okay, so we'll have to deal with that another time. But why is that the case? Why is it that there's only a Chiyuv Simcha on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos? So perhaps the pshat is also that on Yom Tov, we have the opportunity to go and visit by the Shechina. We have Aliyah L'Regel. No, so whenever we have an opportunity to be Aliyah L'Regel, we need to be in a state of Simcha because we're found in close proximity to the Shechina. Shabbos, that's not what happens. Shabbos, we don't visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit us. We only find an inyan of Kabbalah Shabbos. We don't have Kabbalah Yom Tov. Why not? Because on Shabbos, we greet a guest into our home. On Yom Tov, we go out and we visit the Shechina. We go to the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to ask, what's with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The Mechaber Paskins, the Shagasari, has a whole discussion. What's the story with Simcha and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? it's another problem, but perhaps also you can say that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur we get a kapara, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. When a person blows tekiyah shofar, it's kilifnai v'lifnim dami. It's as if he's lifnai v'lifnim, it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then again, you have an opportunity to be close to the Shechina. So if you put all of this into the proper context and the proper perspective, and then you come back to the situation of Kiddush Levana, we know the halacha is you have to stand by Kiddush Levana. Again, some Achronim said the reason why you have to stand is because it says Lachem. But the Rambam and other Rishonim Paskin, the reason you have to stand is because the Gemara says we have an encounter with the Shechina, so we have to stand up for the Shechina. No. So if we have an encounter with the Shechina once a month, we can't be in a state of atzivus. We can't be in a state of sadness. Therefore, the Rama says in Tav Chavav that we have to wait until after Tisha B'Av to recite the Kiddush Levana. The Rama even takes it a step further and he says you're not even allowed to say it on Matzah Tisha B'Av. You have to wait till the next night because we're still in a state of avelus. Generally, that's not our minig. We generally hold like the other Achronim that we say it right immediately following Ma'ariv on Tisha B'Av. Some Achronim suggest you should take your Tisha B'Av shoes off. You should eat something a little to be a little bit happier then. I think there's a lot to be nervous about that because people are going to forget by the time they get home. And they're also not going to have a minyan probably when they get home. So generally our minig is that we say it all together after the davening on Tisha B'Av. But the reason we wait is because we have to understand that the opportunity we have once a month to talk to the Shechina, to have an encounter with the Shechina, behooves us to be in a state of simcha. And therefore we can't do it before Rosh Hashanah when all of us are found, before Tisha B'Av when all of us are found in a state of avelus. I wish everyone a wonderful evening.